WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after some finish line that keeps moving further away? Like you set goals, put in the work, and then done. Life throws a curveball and knocks you off track. We've all been there, right? That roller coaster of expectations and disappointment can be brutal. But guess what? It doesn't have to define us. This isn't about accepting mediocrity or just rolling with the punches. Nope, this is about mastering our minds, setting ourselves up for success, and learning to bounce back from setbacks like a freaking champion. Think of it as upgrading your mental software, becoming emotionally resilient and adaptable in a world that's constantly changing. Today, we're diving into the art of managing expectations and disappointment because, let's be honest, life ain't always sunshine and rainbows. We're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. First things first. Accept that disappointments are inevitable. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes even our best-laid plans go awry. The sooner we accept this reality, the less power those unexpected curveballs have over us. It's like knowing a storm might hit you. Don't panic. You batten down the hatches and prepare. Second, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You know what I mean. It's the trap where we set these lofty goals and think if we don't achieve them perfectly, it's all a failure. But life rarely works in absolutes, right? Celebrate the small victories along the way, acknowledge your progress, and learn from any missteps. Progress over perfection, my friends. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Instead of getting bogged down by things outside our sphere of influence, shift your energy towards taking action in areas where you have power. It's like choosing to dance in the rain instead of drowning in it, you get the point. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. It's like looking at a half-empty glass and realizing it's also half-full. Gratitude helps us appreciate the good in our lives and build resilience during challenging times. And finally, remember that disappointment is an opportunity for growth. It's like those bumps in the road that force you to slow down, reassess your direction, and maybe even discover a hidden shortcut. View setbacks as valuable lessons, use them to refine new goals, and keep moving forward with renewed determination. Imagine this. You've been working towards a promotion for months, you put in the extra hours, you crushed it during that presentation, but then, bam. You hear someone else got the position. It stings, right? That feeling of disappointment is totally valid. But here's where the stoic wisdom comes in handy. Instead of letting that rejection derail your entire week, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, maybe there were areas you could improve on, and then get back to work. Use that disappointment as fuel to keep pushing forward. You got this. Remember, managing expectations and disappointment isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is always rainbows and unicorns. It's about developing a mindset that allows us to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace, resilience, and even a touch of humor. So, are you ready to level up your emotional game? This week, try incorporating one of these key takeaways into your daily routine. Maybe practice gratitude, focus on what you can control, or simply accept that disappointments are a part of the journey. And remember, share your thoughts and experiences with me. Hit me up on social media. Let's build a community of stoic superstars who are rocking this life thing together. Until next time, keep those chins up and those expectations in check.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.